Following the passage of a cold front, a vigorous upper-level disturbance triggered a round of rain and some downpours this morning into early this afternoon. By and large, the rainfall has ended across our area, though there are a couple of late showers showing up on radar. We've also had some thin spots develop in the clouds, so there's some filtered sunshine across our area this afternoon, though the clouds are still tending to dominate the overall weather picture. It certainly is cooler than it was yesterday, and it's a gusty day. The wind is blowing out of the northwest, sustained at about 10 to 20 miles per hour. We have had wind gusts exceed 30 miles per hour through the day, and the wind will continue to be a player tonight into the day tomorrow. Low pressure continues to move off to the east. It will intensify in the Gulf of Maine. And at the same time, high pressure will nudge in from the west, and the difference in pressure, what we call the pressure gradient, will be strong enough to create a lot of wind here, especially during the day tomorrow when we will see some gusts in the range of about 35 to 40 miles per hour. Now, as that high pressure builds in from the west, that will tend to clear things out tonight, so we'll see a clearing trend, though clouds might linger across the north country. Temperatures will be cold, falling back into the lower 30s in most areas. We will have some 20s in our typically cooler mountain locations. During the day tomorrow, high pressure will dominate the weather, so it's going to be a bright day. But again, I want to point out that it will be quite gusty. At times, those winds will gust over 30 miles per hour. Temperatures tomorrow will still be on the cool side, running mainly in the 50s, though we will have some 40s in our typically cooler mountain locations. On Friday, we'll start things off with sunshine, but clouds will increase as our next weather maker approaches from the west. We could even see a few showers roll in during Friday afternoon. Temperatures on Friday will be in the neighborhood of 60 degrees. That storm will move away on Saturday, though there's still the chance for a few lingering showers for the first half of the weekend. And now here's my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, partial clearing, chance of a passing rain or snow shower, breezy and cool, low 26 to 34. Tomorrow, partly to mostly sunny and windy, high 48 to 56. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Becoming mostly clear and breezy tonight, low 26 to 34. Tomorrow, mostly sunny and windy, high 48 to 56. For the Southeastern Catskills, Mid and Lower Hudson Valley, and interior Southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, becoming mostly clear and breezy, low in the 30s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny and windy, high 55 to 60. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, becoming mostly clear, breezy, low 28 to 34. Tomorrow, mostly sunny and windy, high in the mid-50s. Region-wide on Friday, increasing clouds with a chance of afternoon and evening showers, high in the upper 50s to lower 60s. And on Saturday, mostly cloudy, with a chance of showers, high in the upper 50s to lower 60s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argyanis.